Well, hello everyone. In the past week or so, there's been political upheaval in Romania, a country I almost never talk about. But this is pretty significant. To cut a long story short, there's a basically populist, independent candidate, Carlin Georgescu, who ran a social media campaign. He's being called far right in the press, but as far as I can tell, he is simply against the regime in the way that we've become accustomed to, in the same way that they would call people far right in Europe, or even Nigel Farage or Donald Trump far right. He is, you know, from that cloth, maybe closer to somebody like Viktor Orban. And he came out of nowhere with not that much financial backing, not that much money, and he ran a guerrilla social media campaign and was actually leading in the polls. They have a couple of different, in the Romanian system as I understand it, it's a bit like the French one where they have two rounds, and my understanding is that Georgescu was winning after the first round with 23%, followed by couple of other candidates, and then the second round was due in a couple of days, and the Romanian courts ruled that actually no, the election is cancelled. There are irregularities that we have found, and again, to cut a long story short, they're accusing Georgescu of being linked to the Russians in some way. He, again, very, like many populists, has, you know, he's not really that up for the Ukraine war, and he may have said a few things that seem sympathetic to Putin. But the biggest thing they found was that, you know, this was the largest bit of actual evidence they had, is that 800 TikTok accounts came live, you know, in the run-up to this vote. 800 TikTok accounts, yeah. So, I mean, this is, I mean, it's obviously BS, all of this. And it's pretty shocking, to be honest, that they've just outright cancelled the election. Outright cancelled. And they've basically barred this guy, Georgescu, from running. They've just said, oh, well, actually, we're not going to allow you to become the president of Romania. You know, democracy's over, guys. What is amazing is that there's this woman here at the Foreign Policy Research Institute saying, Romania's electoral crisis, a blueprint for defending democracy. Yes, all of the NATO shills and the Tory boys I noticed were arguing with Peter Hitchens, and I'll read a bit of Peter Hitchens' article in a moment. They're basically defending this. They're saying, oh yeah, well, really this is a security threat because what this is about is Russia interfering in, quote-unquote, our democracy. Now, obviously this is nonsense. This Georgescu guy is a populist running on exactly the same issues that populist candidates run everywhere. Okay, the people in Romania, just like any other bloody place, have had enough of the current lot, of the EU, of the liberal order, etc. And so, you know, they've gone for this guy who the media are calling far right. Well, anyway, this is Peter Hitchens in the Daily Mail, and I'll just read you a bit of what he says here, because I think it's important to hear this perspective. He says, democracy has been cancelled in Romania, and the free West is as silent as the grave. It was about this time of year, 35 years ago, when I set off eastwards from Berlin, full of fear. I was seeking to get into Romania, then an iron communist tyranny. I made it to the capital, Bucharest, as dusk fell on Christmas Eve. The city was by then gripped by a sort of madness. I was warned to beware of snipers at the entrance to my hotel and zigzag ludicrously through the snow with a suitcase in one hand and a typewriter in the other. Nobody sniped, but later I sheltered under my bed while red tracer bullets flew by the window in the square outside. It was more or less impossible to find out what was going on, though the city's hospitals were full of sad, wounded people under third-rate communist healthcare. I went because rumours had been spreading of severe discontent, which exploded on December the 21st, 1989. The country's communist leader, Nicolae Ceaușescu, was heckled during a speech. This unthinkable act of bravery by the hecklers started an avalanche that took only 4 days to sweep the despot to his death. An ugly kangaroo court followed by a so-called execution. This looked more like an assassination to me when it was shown on Christmas Day on Bucharest TV. The general reaction of Europe and the world was one of uncomplicated joy, as it always is when evil regimes fall. See Syria now. But Romania has not been especially happy since. And I was shocked to learn last week that its latest presidential election had been cancelled. Yes, you read that right. Romania's Supreme Court has simply cancelled the election because of a danger that the wrong person would win. Let us simplify this. Calin Georgescu, who said nice things about Vladimir Putin and is definitely not politically correct, did very well in the first round on November the 24th. As a result, he was one of two candidates in the decisive second round, which would have taken place on December the 8th. Now the first round has been wiped from the record, and the second round will never happen. Full new elections are promised, but can they now be fair? I can see why many in Romania do not want Georgescu to win. He's not my kind of guy either. But that's the problem with democracy. You can accept the outcome, or it is not democracy. And producing thin, quote-unquote, intelligence claims of Russian intervention really isn't enough in a grown-up country to halt a free poll. Two things have struck me about this event. The first is that it happened at all. The second, equally important, has been the absence of protests from bodies who endlessly condemn rigged elections elsewhere. The EU Commission has, as far as I can find, avoided saying anything. A search for NATO condemnation also yielded no results. There has been no sign of one of those rose or orange or dignity revolutions that erupt so spontaneously where the West is contesting election results that favour Moscow. Though I should point out, as a former revolutionary, that organising a spontaneous uprising takes a lot of planning, money and hard work. Nice one, Peter. The whole thing looks to me like good old-fashioned humbug, and those who have been silent about it should be ignored when they protest in future about suppressions of democracy that don't suit them. In the meantime, it might be reasonable to worry about how Romanians might react to the cancellation of their democracy after only 35 years. Pretty good article by Peter Hitchens. And I also think that I keep an eye on this situation in Romania because, you know, they could be using a place like Romania as a test ground for what they want to do elsewhere. Well, if they can get away with it in Romania, why not Germany, eh? You know, if they can just cancel this guy out of the blue, why not cancel the AFD or ban them outright? They've talked about doing that before. So I'm extremely interested in, you know, how far these people are prepared to go. And also how easily and quickly people forget about their kind of democratic ideals. Honestly, the Tory boys, or one of the Tory boys, was arguing on Twitter with Peter Hitchens, who rightly slammed him. I was kind of fist bumping when I saw the Hitch back in action against the Tory boys. He's good on topics like this. Also, populist delusion fans, I mean, it just goes to show you what a thin facade democracy is in the first place, doesn't it? If any of you still believe in democracy, that is. By Populist Delusion, if you haven't read it. Yeah, the bit about the spontaneous uprising, very good from Hitchens. And I'll see you next time. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.